Dozens of Johnny Cash's family members came together on stage.
Give me a big old C chord, if you will.
Led by daughter Roseanne Cash.
I got cotton in the bottom land. It's up and growing, and I got a good stand.
The ceremony was held at the Dias Community Center. Just a few miles outside of town, down a short gravel road, the small home that Ray and Carrie Cash moved into with their children in 1935 had been lifted from its foundation so that work to restore it can begin.
This project has been in the making for several years, and I never thought it would actually come to fruition. And Arkansas State University eventually bought it, which was exciting enough. You know, we never foresaw that it was going to take on this kind of life, that it's a many years long project, that so many people have been so supportive.
The Cash home, which had fallen into disrepair, is being restored as part of ASU's Arkansas Heritage Sites program.
To my family, it's an enormous honor and kind of a full circle for my aunt and uncle, definitely. And
that's right.
We're thrilled about it. We're thrilled. I cannot think of a better way to honor my father and his legacy than this project.
Johnny Cash's younger brother, Tommy Cash.
My parents would really be proud that we're being honored this way. And I couldn't help but think about them all day today and how much they would enjoy being here. And my sister Joanne and I are the last two of the siblings. And we're just overjoyed about what's going on. And the restoration of our old home place is a very exciting thing for all of us.
We're going to close with a song that Dad closed a show with for many, many years. My cousin Roy is going to sing the first verse.
Hundreds of people filled the Dias Community Center to hear songs and stories about Johnny Cash.
Well, I was standing by my window.
Afterward, many drove over to see the Cash home, including Matt Moeller.
As a kid, I grew up in South Africa. I was born there, and my dad had an old Johnny Cash cassette tape, and I've listened to that all over Africa. I've listened to it traveling all over the state, so it's always been he's been a part of my life, and his music has ever since I've been a kid, all the way across the other side of the world. So it's just been a great opportunity being here today.
Be unbroken by and by.
The home has been lifted onto the back of a truck and moved to the back of the lot as the soil is being replaced to provide a firmer foundation. Then it will be set back in place. Johnny Cash's siblings will then help furnish it the way it looked when they were kids. Sister Joanne Cash Yates.
It's very emotional for me going back through the house. Once it was emptied out and I could really see the house and remembering where every table went, every bed set, every lamp, and of course, and
even
most,
the linoleum.
Even the linoleum that they have found under layers of looking and scraping things away. And especially it's a real blessing to me for Mama's piano to be restored and it's going back home.
It's hoped work can be completed by June of next year. Money for the project was raised during a fundraising concert in Jonesboro last August, and organizers continue collecting more as part of a larger project to show the history of Dias, which was created as part of President Roosevelt's New Deal during the Great Depression. For FM 89 News, I'm Michael Hiblin in Dias.